Well, I was just checking here. I think a very interesting note at this stage, since this is the final game that we'll be playing here at Colt Stadium. In 3 years, going into our final game today, the Colt 45s are only 9 games under .500 against National League competition here at Colt Stadium. Houston has won 116 games and has lost 125 in this ballpark. Here's the first pitch now to Bart Shirley, the third baseman, and he takes a strike. We were 76 wins, 85 losses going into this year, and starting this game, we are 40-40 here at Colt Stadium. One strike, the count on Shirley. Here's the pitch by Bruce. It's high, and it's 1-1. Shirley was safe in a fielder's choice in the second, flied out in the fifth inning to center field. He is 0-2. No score and only 3 hits. The Dodgers have picked up 2 of the 3. Shirley leads off eighth inning. He'll be followed by Don Drysdale and then the shortstop, Dick Drazewski. A lot of sunshine here now. Bruce rocks back. Here's the windup in the pitch on the way to Shirley. Big chop to shortstop. Casco has it. Throw on to Bond, and there's one down. So Shirley opens the eighth. That's the eighth batter in a row now that Bruce has retired, as Shirley opens the eighth inning by grounding to Casco. That'll bring up the pitcher, Don Drysdale.
Pitcher number 53, Don Drysdale.
Right-hander John Purden is loosening up for the Dodgers down the right field line. Youngster. Well, here's Drysdale. He has been on base once. He drew a walk in the fifth. And the first time up, he bounced out to Espromonte. One out, nobody on base. Eighth inning. In the American League, final score on that Detroit-Boston game, a four-hit shutout by Joe Sparma. There's a swing and a miss by Drysdale, strike one. Sparma has 5-5 for Detroit now. As the Tigers beat Boston 3-0, Billmont Bouquet was the losing pitcher. And Bill Bruton had a home run for the Tigers. Minnesota-Los Angeles has not yet started. One strike to count, and here's the pitch by Bruce. Drysdale starts to go, checks, it's in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Cincinnati did not score in the fourth. They still lead the Mets 3-0 in that second game, with New York batting in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the two-strike pitch to Drysdale. Slow curve, and he struck him out. Caught the outside corner at the belt. That's the sixth strikeout for Bruce today. Two away now, and here's the top of the batting order, Dick Drazewski.
Shortstop number 44, Dick Drazewski.
Drazewski has 1 of the 2 hits off Bruce, a first inning line single to left field. Since then, he has popped to short and was safe on a fielder's choice. Two outs, nobody on. Outfield is pretty well straight away for this little fellow, and the first pitch is right in there up around the letters for a strike. No score, Dodgers nothing, Colt 45s nothing, eighth inning. Each club has committed an error, and a total of only 3 hits. There's a change, bounce to shortstop. Casco's up with that one, knee high, and he shoots it over to first base to retire the side. 10 straight, retired by Bruce now, as Drazewski ends the inning by bouncing out to shortstop. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Our ball game now goes to the bottom of the eighth, with the score Houston nothing and Los Angeles nothing.